Maryland's Morning News.
WBAL and WBAL.com.
8:40 on Maryland's Morning News. Good Tuesday morning. I'm Bill Vanko. We told you that 2014 has begun making its appearance around the world. New Zealand already into 2014. Sydney, Australia, welcome the new year at 8 o'clock our time, about 40 minutes ago. And the new year will continue to move around the world through Europe and eventually to us at midnight tonight. We told you about the dropping of things that marks the new year in America, the ball in New York, the big pickle in Dillsburg, Pennsylvania, which when you compare it to other parts of the world, really doesn't sound all that weird. The people at BuzzFeed have been keeping track of some of the strangest New Year's observances around the globe. Joining us to talk about that is BuzzFeed Associate Editor Cons Pretty, and I don't know if you can hear my words echoing back to me, but that's because she's joining us by phone from Uruguay this morning. Good morning, Cons.
Hi, good morning.
Is this your New Year's tradition, going to Uruguay for New Year's?
Yes. My family has been coming to Uruguay for like the past 30 years.
Wow. You've got this amazing article that spells out some truly bizarre traditions, places like Argentina, where the New Year's features a request for people to wear brand new pink underwear. Why?
Well, yeah, that's a tradition for girls, for women. Basically,
I'm glad you cleared that up.
Yes, you wear pink underwear to attract love for the next year.
Do you wear anything on top of the underwear, or seems like it'd be really
easy
to
attract?
You
have to dress up.
Trying to attract it with pink, it might work more easily that way. How about there in Uruguay, where you are? What's the tradition there?
Well, in Uruguay, we sort of adopt the Argentine tradition of the underwear, and also people dressed all in white, which is a tradition that comes from Brazil, to start the new year with good spirits, to scare away the bad spirits.
Mm-hmm.
And also the Spanish tradition where you have to eat 12 grapes, one for each month, and make a wish every time you eat one.
And do I understand they try to eat it with the strike of the bell at midnight? You pop 12 grapes in once for each strike of the midnight bell?
Correct, which is very hard. It sounds easy, but it's hard to eat 12 grapes.
I can imagine it leads to a lot of people nearly choking to death at midnight. One of my favorites here comes from Great Britain, where people are told to watch Jules Holland's Hootenanny on television, even though everybody hates it.
Yes. Well, I have never spent New Year's in Britain, but we have a couple of editors in Britain and told me that that's the biggest tradition, which I have no idea what this is. So.
Or why people hate it.
Exactly.
It's the British version of Guy Lombardo. Everybody used to watch that, too, and wonder why here in this country. And in Chile, eat a spoonful of lentils at midnight for a year filled with work and money.
Yeah, I don't know how that would work because I hate lentils. So I wouldn't be able to do it.
It works because it's not grapes. That's about it.
Yes.
What's your favorite of all of these?
I always do the pink underwear, and I always start with my right foot. I make sure, like, if I can't, you have to be super, super careful because you can mess it up and start with your left foot, which would be terrible. So I usually just hop on my right foot at midnight. So I make sure that I'm starting with the right foot.
I've got this wonderful picture of you wearing the pink underwear, hopping around with your mouth full of grapes. And is that why you have to keep wearing the pink underwear year in, after year? Because you're not really attracting the love you were hoping for because you got your mouth full of grapes or what?
Maybe. But also a good one is the one in Colombia where everyone just runs around with empty suitcases. Which is another fun visual, just people running around the block at midnight with suitcases.
What's the point there?
If you do that, then you're going to have a year full of travel.
Uh-huh. Around the block at least.
At least.
Well, happy new year to you, Cons Pretty, the associate editor at BuzzFeed, joining us from Uruguay this morning. Happy new year to you.